Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the fourth shiur, and we've been learning that Moshe Rabbeinu said Mishneh Torah mipi Hashem. Just it made it as if it's coming from him, because this is the world that relates to Maisa, and that's why it's like it came from him, because it's not the primordial Torah, the before creation Torah, but the Torah of Maisa. So with this, we can understand. Pasuk that Diber Moshe b'nei Yisrael kuchol asher tziva Hashem oto aleihem. Moshe spoke to the Jewish people like everything that Hashem commanded. And what's the lashon of kuchol? Just say Diber Moshe b'nei Yisrael eis asher tziva Hashem oto aleihem. What's this kuchol? So kuchol includes even tzuvas hadvarim, not only the actual words, but even the tzura, that it should be seem as if it's coming from Moshe as God had commanded him. Because again, this is what relates to the world of Maisa. And that's the fifth book, as opposed to the first four books, which are primarily teachings of the primordial Torah, of the before creation Torah, which relate less to Maisa. So that's the Kechol, even Tzuras Hadvarim. Not only Hadvarim Atzma, but Tzuras Hadvarim, that it should be Ki'ilu Mipi Moshe. In the Sifri it says, on this Pasuk, that I might think that Moshe was only Misnabe these Dibros. How do I know that Moshe also was Misnabe not only these words we have over here in Dvarim, but the Kalos, the Chamuros, the Zereshavas, Kvalos, Pratis, Tiktukim, all these other things in the Torah, the light, the stringent, the Zereshavas, the generalities, the specifics, the details. So how do I know that's also coming from Moshe? Benevua? And the answer is, Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem Oso Aleihem, like everything Hashem commanded him. So where do you, this Pasuk is talking about what Moshe is saying here. So how do you get that it's talking about all the kalos and the chamuros and everything else? So the answer is, that thing the Sifri says, the kalos and the chamuros, kalos chamuros like kalvachomers, right? Those are limudim, those are the kalos and the chamuros, the light and the stringencies, that's the kalvachomers. So that we learn here in the Sifri about the Kal v'Chomers and the Klal and the Prat, so this is included in the Torah Sheba'al Peh, that was Nimso v'Ofen Shem Mesur HaDavar L'Chachamim. So it looks like it's the Chachamim talking, because they're saying the Klal u'Prat, right? That's Klal u'Prat. It's your Klal u'Prat u'Klal, just Klal u'Prat, and there are different rules about how to understand words in the Torah, and it looks like it's up to the Chachamim to figure things out. V'Emeti Shakol Nimsal V'Mashev U'Sinai. So even though it looks like it's coming from the Chachamim, it was really given over to Moshe at Sinai, as we see in the Rambam in his Akdamah to the Sefer Yad, and it emerges. Sheomnam. Mishneh Torah. Dome le Torah Sheba'al Peh. Bevchina zo, shenitan hadavar mi-Hashem b'Sinai, baofen shenimsar legamre lechachamim, shekevichol hem ha-mechadshim, ve'omrim dvarim elu. So it's Meridik that Mishneh Torah is similar to Torah Sheba'al Peh, even though, of course, Mishneh Torah is Torah Shebichsav. But Mishneh Torah is similar to Torah Sheba'al Peh in this Bechina, that it was given from Hashem at Sinai to the Chachamim. And the Chachamim are the ones who are Mechadish. What do we have? We have Torah Sheba'al Peh that was given over to the Chacham, so it looks like the Chacham are Mechadish. So it's the same thing with Mishneh Torah. It was given over to Moshe, so it looks like Moshe is the one being Mechadish. And that's what it says. Yiber Moshe kechol asher tziva Hashem oto aleihem. In other words, these words were kechol asher tziva Hashem. In other words, like the other things that Hashem commanded, i.e. Torah Sheba'al Peh. Just like Torah Sheba'al Peh looks like it's coming from the Chachamim, but it's really coming from Sinai, as we see in the Rambam and Akdamah to the Yad, so to Sefer Dvarim. It looks like it's coming from Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's really coming from Sinai. That's Kechol Asher Tziva. So these words are mamish like the words of the Kal v'Chomers and the Klal u'Prat, etc. And that's why it's taught here, because that's what Sefer Dvarim is. And that's why this pasuk is taught at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. Ve'achshav muvan hetev ha'girsa sheyeshna b'sifri. So So I might think that Moshe Rabbeinu was only misnabi the Aseres HaDibros. So in the Achronim ask, the name of the Ravid, Oid, Mechitesi, that you would think that only the Aseres HaDibros of Moshe Rabbeinu was misnabi, while only the Aseres HaDibros. So maybe it means, some suggest, the Parshias, that there are in Sefer Dvarim that are 10. Ayin Sham B'Sefer, I think Sifri Debei Rav. I'm exactly sure what Sefer that is. So there he explains why the Parshias in Sefer Dvarim, why there are 10 Parshias in Sefer Dvarim. That's what it means. So when I count 11, maybe it puts two together. The whole Torah is for Moshe. So what's the sinyan of the Aseres HaDibros, of the Aseres HaParshios of Sefer Dvarim? What's the havamina that only the ten Dibros and ten Parshios of Dvar? The whole Torah is for Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's pshat in the Girsa and the Sifri that there's a havamina that Moshe Rabbeinu is only misnabi the Aseres HaDibros? And based on what we said, Zeir Git. Very, very good. Why? Because Vadai, Moshe Rabbeinu was misnabi the whole Torah, but the Nidon is, maybe that's only what was said Lehegia, in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give over to the Jewish people. And the Yesod is the Aseres HaDibros that were given Mamish Me'Hashem LeYisrael. And you would think that that's other mitzvahs as well. Shanidonu sheulai in ze ela b'ma sheneamar lehedi alo me'akadosh baruch hu l'mesira li'Yisrael sheyesod lezeh o aseret hadibrot sheneamru mamash mi'Hashem li'Yisrael v'sar kadai tachdu adin ken b'sha'ar mitzvot sherak geder zeh shel netina haya b'hem. ולא גדר של נתינה שייך לתורה שבעל פה, שהיא כנ"ל באופן של כאילו דברי עצמם. ועל זה כאמר הספרי, מניין לכל הדברות שבתורה הקלות והחמורות, שאין הכוונה לרבות את הדברות שבתורה עצמם. אלו מניין לכל הדברות שבתורה, שהקלות והחמורות שיש בהם כולם, נתנבא עליהם משה. ועל זה ילפותא ממה שכתוב ככל אשר ציווה. Meaning, in spoken Spanish, that you might think that only what was given explicitly from Hashem to be given over to the Jewish people, that was said b'nevuah. And that's the Aseres HaDibros, that's the Yesod, because that was mamash given from Hashem to the Jewish people. And the other mitzvahs as well, because the other mitzvahs also have a Gedur Nesina that Hashem gave them to give to Moshe to give to the Jewish people. From Hashem, but not a Gedder of Nesina like Torah Shebaal Peh that it looks like it's coming from the Chachamim. And in that, the Sifri says, how do I know the other Dibros, Shebatorah, the Kalos, the Kavachoymers, the Klalu Prats, etc.? In other words, we're not coming to Rabbis what it says explicitly in the Torah. What it doesn't, the Kavachoymers, other things as well that Moshe was misnabi. And in that comes the Alfusa of Kochol Asher Tziva. And that comes the Alfusa, like everything God commanded. In other words, God also commanded the other things as well, the Kal Vachomers and etc. Things that look like they're coming from the Chachamim, that was also commanded of Moshe was in Snabe and that as well. Not only what Hashem gave explicitly to Moshe to give to the Jews, but even what isn't explicit, that was also given by Hashem to Moshe to give to the Jews. And that's again like Sefer Dvarim, which looks like it's coming from Moshe, but it's really coming from Hashem. And this stems nicely, this fits nicely with the drash of the Sifri, Pasuk Vav, Hashem Elokeinu diber aleinu b'chol rev le'mor, Rav lachem shevet bahar hazeh. Sifri shem katuv, lo me'atzmi ani omer lachem, el m'pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ani omer lachem. That Hashem, our God, spoke to us at Chol Rev, saying, you've been sitting in this mountain for too long. And the Sifri says, I'm not telling you this on my own. Moshe is telling them. But rather, this is actually coming from God. Not coming from me, it's coming from Hashem. Lo me'atzmi ani omer lechem, ela mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ani omer lechem. So Nachronan, they explain on the Sifri that it's darshan from Lemor. Hashem Elokeinu diber aleinu b'chorev Lemor. So diber aleinu, it doesn't mean shidiber imachem. What does it mean? It means that God commanded me to tell you, Lemor, to tell you. That's what it means. Lo me'atz, I'm not saying on my own, ela mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ani omer lechem. I'm saying it from the mouth of God. Now, this is said regarding the words of Moshe in Sefer Dvarim. What does it have to do with here? V'arei k'tiv davar zeh klapei divrei Moshe v'sefer Dvarim. מה העניין דווקא לכאן? אבל לפי דברינו מבואר היטב, שכאן נאמר שבחורב, שהיא נתינת התורה מהשם עצמו, דהיינו השם אלוקינו דיבר אלינו, היה גם דיבור לאמור, דהיינו שכביכול אומר מעצמו. אבל כל זה אומר מהשם אלוקינו שכך ניתן הדבר לישראל, וזה לא מעצמי, אני אומר, אתה כתוב במשנה תורה. אלא בגוף נתינת התורה ניתן הדבר באופן של לאמור שידבר משה. In other words, this is that it says that Hashem spoke to us at Chorev saying, you've been sitting too long at this mountain, go travel. So this is what God commanded Moshe. Now this was said klapei divrei Moshe in all of Sefer Dvarim. And in all of Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu was really speaking from Hashem. So why does it say dafka here? That it implies here, this is God speaking to me. Mipi Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani omer lechem. All of Sefer Dvarim is Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why does the Mashma Dafka here? It's Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'inyan Dafka Lekan. So based on what we explain, it's beautiful. Because here we're saying that at Chorev, which is the time where Hashem gave the Torah himself to the Jewish people, that's what it means. Hashem Elokeinu Dibir Elenu B'Chorev. Hashem spoke to us at Chorev. In other words, we got the Torah directly from Hashem. There was also a dibur of Lemor. That you should say further, meaning that it's you speaking. Shekviyachol omer me'atzmo. El shekoze me'ashem elokein shekach nitan adabar l'Yisrael. V'ze lo me'atzmi. So yeah, there's a Lemor. This is all from Hashem. At Sinai, where we got the Torah directly from Hashem, there was also a Lemor. But even this Lemor is from Hashem. And that's what it means. I'm not telling you myself what it says in Mishneh Torah. That's the way it was given. It was given as if I'm the one giving it over. As if it's coming from me. He was giving it over as if it's coming from him. That's what it means. Hashem Elokeinu Dibar Aleinu B'Chorev Lemor. Hashem spoke to Sechoret. In other words, he gave it directly. But there was also a Lemor. There was also that things that I should say that look like they're coming from me. And I'm the source. But that's also from Chorev. That's why it says it in this pasuk. Talking about all of Sefer Dvarim. That Hashem spoke to us in the Chorev. It's not lo me'atzmi. Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Hashem spoke to a Chorev and told all of us the Torah. And there's also a Lemor that I'm supposed to say things to you further, weiter. And that's also Bechorev. That's also from Hashem. Because like we've been explaining, Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole Sefer Dvarim is really from Hashem. It just has the gather of like Torah Shebaal Peh that it looks like it's coming from Moshe, it looks like it's coming from the Chachamim. גוואלדיק. עכשיו, מבואר היטב, מה שמפסיקים בכללות של משנה תורה, אף על פי, שהטעם שיהיה להפסקה מלחמה שאין אומרים ברכה לפורענות. We asked, for sure, it says that you're מפסיק in the כללות, you're not מפסיק in the כללות תורס קיינים, but you're allowed to stop when you say the כללות in משנה תורה, even though the reason that you're not stopping is because אין אומרים ברכה לפורענות. The reason you're not stopping is because you're not allowed to say a ברכה, start a ברכה on tragedies. So how are you allowed to stop in the middle of the Quran? Well, it's a Mishnah Torah, it's also a bracha on the Quran. So how are you allowed to stop the Aliyah and start only at the same bracha? So based on what we explained, that Moshe Mipi Atzmo Amaran means that primarily they were given Almanas Lasos, ולא עירי עיקר הדברים כלפי המציאות עצמה, כפי שישנה בתורה. ובזה הרי כתב הרמב"ן שעיקר הכוונה בתוכחות, וכן הוא בכללות מסתמה, היא כדי שיבוא לידי מעשה. ואם כן, נאמרה הכללה לא כדבר, I like quoting Rabbeinu's lashon, so those who want to get the original lashon, it's lashon Rabbeinu, I'm just trying to be a mouthpiece for him. ואם כן, נאמרה הכללה לא כדבר, so after the translation, לא כדבר עצמי כקללות, שבתורת כאן טוענים, אלא כחיתים זה כדי שיעשו. וזה אינו פוענות עצמית על עד הרבה די עשייה מביאה. So the, what's going on is the, when we have tochachos and also klalos, that's in order that the Jewish people should come to Maisa. That's the purpose of what we see we have in Sefer Dvarim. So it's not primarily for the sake of the klala, but rather to bring to Maisa. That's not a peronis. That's not a tragedy. And therefore you're allowed to make a bracha. Because it's a good thing. And therefore there's no problem making a bracha. Because we like it. We like the fact that you can brings you to Asiya. It's going to make you a better person. So that's all good according to the Lashon of the Gemara. It says that the reason that that you don't make a bracha on the klalos of Taras Kehanim is because you don't make a bracha on the Puranas. But in Mishnah Torah, you're allowed to make a you're allowed to stop in the middle. We don't have a problem making a bracha. And again, that's considered it's not Puranas. It's because it's maybe Lidei Maisa. But the first lashon of the Gemara is because the Musar Hashem B'niyal Timas. Because you shouldn't be Moais, the Musar of Hashem. Wait a second. In other words, you shouldn't aim afsikin b'emtza. You should just keep listening, Musar Hashem. B'niyal Timas, don't despise the Musar of Hashem. So that's all. So that applies to the Klalos of Mishnah Torah as well. It's also Musar Hashem. So why are you allowed to stop in the Klalos of Mishnah Torah? So Abai there in the Gemara says the Mafsika Mekol Shev Mishnah Torah Lo Kol Torah Skahan. And why? The Halalu Ben Lashin Rabim Nemu. Moshe Ami Pi Agvura Amara. The Halalu Ben Lashin Yachid Amorois. Moshe Pi Atzmo Amara. So what's the difference? The difference is that in Torah Skahanim it was said Ben Lashin Rabim, and Moshe was speaking from the mouth of God. And in Mishnah Torah it was said Ben Lashin Yachid. And Moshe was speaking from himself. Mipi atzmo amar. So it's not enough to say Moshe mipi atzmo pi agvura. We also need the additional element that mipi was mipi agvura and b'loshen rabim, as opposed to loshen yachid and mipi atzmo. So I have to understand. That's a mishaneh. It's loshen yachid. It's loshen rabim. We're talking here. You're allowed to stop in the middle of Peronis. And you're allowed to stop in the middle of the klala. What does it matter if we said b'loshin yachid, b'loshin rabim? And what's this shidduch, this zivuk, between b'loshin rabim and Moshe mipi agvura, and b'loshin yachid and Moshe mipi atzmo? They were said to the Jews b'loshin yachid as a singular tense, and Moshe mipi atzmo, ma kesha. The Marashah discusses it, and it still requires a biur. As Nehra Leva'er, al pi ha'yadua b'shem Agra, shekshenemar dibur b'lashon yachid, b'torah ha'inu klapei am kulo, kshenemar b'lashon rabim, היינו כלפי כל יחידי ישראל, בכל יחיד ויחיד בפני עצמו. The gross famous episode is that when you have a deeper in the Torah b'lashon yachid, that's talking to the entire nation. And when it says l'shon rabim, It's talking to all the individuals. Lashon Yachid is talking to the nation as a whole, and Lashon Rabbim is talking to all the individuals. If so, we can say as follows. Klape kol lishna sheba gemara amar Abaye tam achir. The lishna, the Musar Hashem. So Abaye was relating to the different lishonos in the Gemara, and he was giving a different reason. There's a lashon in the Gemara of Musar Hashem b'ni al timas, that you shouldn't stop in the middle, because you shouldn't despise the Musar of Hashem. And that's Torah's Koyhanim, and not Mishneh Torah. That's Vayikra, Mechukosai, and not in Kisavu and Mishneh Torah. So that's only Shayech. What if we said B'Lashon Rabbim? Shebezeh HaKavanah B'Frat, HaKol Yachid V'Yachid. U'Ksheyafsik, Yachid. When it said B'Lashon Rabbim, that means that it's referring to each individual. Right? We said Lashon Yachid is everybody as a whole, and Rabbim is each one as an individual. And when this Yachid stops reading, and another Yachid reads, what it means is the Iker Kriya is klapei the other Yachid. And the previous Yachid was Moes, despised the Musar of Hashem. When it was said B'Lashon Yachid, even when he was Mafsik, and the Kara, Acher, and somebody else stops, so the klal is set to everybody, including the previous guy, right? Because he's saying it b'lashon yachid, so that's all inclusive. It's everybody as one. So even if Reuven stops and Shimon continues, it doesn't matter, because Shimon and Reuven are referring to the same collective, the same totality, the same whole. So that's not Nisus Musar Hashem. So, again, how does the Gemara go? Menani mili hadin and amapsik b'kvalos. The first reason is Musar Hashem b'ni al timas. And Reish Lakish says, she'en fei she'en amu bracha al peronis. And then Abai explains, this is only the kvalos in Torah's Kohanim. But kol she'be mishnah Torah, that you're allowed to stop. Why? Because halala b'loshin rabbi m'amorosim moshim p'i akvur amarim. Halala b'yashid yachem m'amorosim moshim p'i atzmo amarim. So the reason there's this distinction is because these are said b'loshin rabbi. And Moshe is speaking from the mouth of Hashem, that's in Vayikra. And these, in Dvarim, are B'Lashon Yachid, and Moshe is Mipi Atzma. So now we have Gevaldik. So what's Abai coming to do? First, Abai is explaining the Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timas. So you don't have to worry about it. You're allowed to stop and say for Dvarim, because that was said B'Lashon Yachid, which means everybody as a whole, in total. So the Mela, if Reuven stops, and Shimon continues. So Reuven and Shimon are referring to the same totality. It's not a problem. It's only a problem by Yikra, because then Reuven's starting, and it's like it's because it's Lashon Rabbim referring to each Yachid, and so Reuven stops and Shimon continues. It's like Reuven's always Musar Hashem, because now Shimon's Musar isn't relating to Reuven, because Reuven stopped reading. So that's Klape, that reason. Then we have the Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timas. What about the other reason given, Reish Lakish? If Yishein Omim Bra Buracha La Puranut. Rish Lakish says, "Ain't no bracha at Purana." So you're not allowed to say bracha on disasters and catastrophes. So that on that, Abaye said, "Nocha chiluk." On that, Abaye says, "The other chiluk of mipi agvura or mipi atzma." That there's a chiluk that's it only applies to vayikra chukaisai because that's mipi agvura. So there, you don't make a bracha. If it's since but in Dvarim it's Mipi Atzmo, there you're allowed to be Mafsik. And as we explained, it's Gevaldik. Why? Because it's not considered a Peronis. What does it mean Mipi Atzmo? What does it mean Mipi Atzmo? Mipi Atzmo means that this is Lamaisa. It's to bring you Lamaisa. Oh, it's to bring you Lamaisa. That's not a Peronis. And therefore you can make a bracha on it. So that's why in Dvarim you're allowed to make a bracha. So Abaye is really explaining both reasons. The chilek between Lashin Yachin and Lashin Rabim is Klape Musar Hashem Bnei Al Timas. It's not being Mois Musar Hashem if it was said Lashin Yachid, because then it's referring to the totality, and that's in Mishneh Torah, so you're allowed to stop. And also referring to the reason of you're not a bracha on Peronis, because what's the Peronis? The Peronis is just you're getting this terrible curse, but here it's a bracha because it's a good thing, because you're here to bring it l'maisa, to fix it. So Abaye was explaining both. It's Mamish Haflev Fela. Maral, in the Sefer HaTeferes in Perek Mem Gimel, discusses these in Yanim, and he writes the first four Chumashim are Mitzad the Noisein, which turns Mitzad the Makabel, and this stems somewhat to our Derech. And we said that the first four Chumashim are Klapei the Torah itself, and the last is Klapei Maise, Am Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. In the Sifri later on, Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf Ches, in the Pasuk, Ana Anachnu Olam, etc., Arm Gedula, Gedolo, Subitsuris, Beshamayim, says, Rishim Gamli Eloim, Adibra Torah Loshan Havai, the Torah exaggerates. What do you mean? They have big cities up to the sky, fortified up to the sky. Amashim Gashbrok Lavar, Rebesi Tzarecha, Kwaya Shemaim, Tzadvi Tzarecha, Kafar, Tzashel, Imlu, Chala, Ishlu, Nuz, as Avar, Tzgam, Tzarecha, Yimana, Eindo, Varabai. But it says in Parash Lechcha, by Avram Avinu, having so much seed, is not an exaggeration. So in the Sefer Divrei Shaul, he doesn't understand. Why is it an exaggeration over here? Olim gedolos v'tzulos b'shamayim, but not an exaggeration of Avraham Avinu. Samti zarcha kafar arts, like the dust of the earth. Come on, that's exaggeration. What's the difference? Based on what we said, it would seem that Lashon Havai, when are you going to exaggerate? Exaggerate when it's mitzad the makabel, like Maharal says, if it's Ram mitzad the makabel. When you exaggerate mitzad the makabel, the person, you know, gets you fire up his imagination. That's mitzad the makab. That's gonna have dvarim havai. That's why orim gedol b'sur shemayim is loshon havai, because it's in sefer dvarim copy the makab. But dvar Hashem and the other books, that's inherent truth. That's something mitzad the noisin. So that has to be more objectively true. So therefore, you can't say that it's a divrei havai. So baruch Hashem siyata d'shmaya. I've seen so many chidushim. It's like, I don't know, it's like being in a bank, and you have this big safe in the bank with endless amounts of money and gold and silver and jewels, and you just keep taking. It never ends. That's what I feel like learning this Torah. Just so much, and you just want to take more and more and more. The difference is that the money, Adam doeg al ibud yamav, ve'eino doeg al ibud yamav, yamav ve'einam Dama Venam Oisim B'Yama Venam Choizim. So that's they are an important lesson. So Baruch Hashem, Rizorcha to be Shesamtech Lakem Yosef Yisem Medrash Lo Miyashri Karan. So thank you so much for listening. It's Hashem. We will continue in this Parsha and based on the Torah from Reign of Rabbeinu B'li Neder and other Torahs as well. Obviously there are many, many, many Chachmei Yisrael, Gaoni Yisrael, Tzaddikei Yisrael. So there's so much Torah that we can learn together. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest friends.